We're here with Coach Corey Lee, head coach of the Riverside Durham Pirates. And, Coach, we're following the Pirates each week, and you're doing great things over here, and it's finally nice to meet you, sir.
Oh, pleasure to have you guys here. You guys do a great job covering Orange County and Chapel Hill areas. We're just glad to have you in our area for this week.
Coach, there's a lot I'd like to ask you, but our limited pregame segment, I'll just go one personal question. Is you were the offensive coordinator here in 2014, right?
Yes, sir. Coach Chris Howell.
And after 2 years of being the head coach at Northern Vance, was the move here more of a homecoming, or what prompted the change?
It was probably a culmination of where I wanted to be career-wise. Once I started coaching probably about 10, 12 years ago, you always want to be a situation where you can be able to coach at the highest level. To get an opportunity to coach at Riverside after being here, you know, I fell in love with what they do here and then the kids, and just to have the opportunity to be back, and it doesn't hurt that it's 5 minutes from my house. It's always a great thing. So I'm really excited about being here, and it was good to get to take my purple stuff back out that I'd had in storage for about 2 years. So
it's showing right now, Coach. Coach, the past 3 years produced no more than 4 wins here. In 1 year, this is your first year here, you're already 2-1 in 3 games. How did that turnaround happen so fast?
It's just, you know, getting the kids to buy into what we're doing and just making sure we do simple things that we can control, like being logistically sound on both sides of the ball, being able to be effective on defense, effective on offense, and not beating ourselves. Those things are easy. And then, you know, when you make those things easy, then the kids will take care of everything else for you.
Did more players come out when you came back, sir?
Yes, sir. Right now we got about 45 on each roster, which is a big improvement from last season. We did a really good job when I got here in January, myself, the basketball coach, and the baseball coach, to make sure that we saturated our feeder schools and let them know about Riverside Athletics. And it paid off, because we had especially a lot of JV kids that came this summer and worked out with us. And then, you know, a lot of kids that hadn't played previously that were upperclassmen in the building came, you know, also, and were interested in playing. So it's a blessing to have that many kids, because, you know, if you get 45, 50 kids, you're going to get at least 23 of them that are real good players.
It's incredible that it's happened this fast, Coach. With this being the first time covering the Pirates at WCHL on football so far this year, is it, please give us some names of some key players to watch this evening.
Well, probably the face of our program is going to be Chuck Manning. He plays defensive end. You also see him at tight end. I'm also on our special teams. Chuck right now has about 8 offers from Division I colleges. Great kid, 3.9 GPA. Wants to do whatever you ask him to do to win. You know, that would be our first and foremost. Then we got, you know, most of our guys on defense. Ryan Odom is a 4-year starter at corner. Another great kid, coachable. Another high GPA kid, high character kid. So the kids like that, you know, we're always glad to have. Offensive side of it, our quarterback's coming back, 3-year starter Cole Infinito, has done a great job acclimating himself to our new offensive scheme. He's working really hard with our quarterback coach Jamie Barnett, and it's starting to pay off dividends. In the past 3 games, he's thrown for around 4 or 5 touchdowns, and last game we played against Northern, he was at 225 yards passing, 2 touchdowns.
You throw that with the motion in your wing, too. You got some offensive weapons.
We do a really good job of trying to just play games with the back end guys, so we can have opportunities in throwing the football. And Cole is really bought in to what we're trying to do, and works very hard in practice. So we're glad to have him.
Definitely give him a look closely, Coach. Coach Smith and his staff over at Orange, they have an enormous amount of admiration for you. You'll hear it on his segment. They also are very aware of how well you know them. And so how do the Pirates, knowing what you know about Orange and then watching the Orange film, how well do the Pirates match up?
I think we'll match up really well, especially from a defensive standpoint. They played Orange really tough last year, kept Orange from scoring an offensive touchdown. I think they had 1 punt return for a touchdown, especially in that offense they were running last year. So I think defensively we'll still be tough. The biggest thing is to be able to acclimate themselves to the change that Orange has done on offense. You know, that's a wing team, and now they've transformed themselves to the spread. And so we're going to have to make sure that we're not trying to prepare for ourselves, because we're a spread team ourselves, but the Orange does things that are signature Orange things, and so they're gonna do what they're good at. They're gonna run the football first and foremost. That's what we've seen on film. That's what they've always done.
They've got a great back too.
Yes, they've got a great back. I don't know his name. It's number 8,
Arvonte Beasley.
Yes, sir. He's a big boy, runs very hard, and then they take their time, and they also give the ball. Peyton's gonna touch it some, so they do a good job of spreading spreading it around. They've done a beautiful job of making that transition from last year's offense to the spread they're running now.
Well, Coach, I really appreciate your time. I know I starred this game on the schedule. We're really looking forward to broadcasting, and we appreciate the hospitality here that you guys have given us, and we look forward to seeing you guys line up in the Panthers in a few minutes here.
Sounds good. Look forward to it.